Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Rita McClone, who's the Executive Director with the University of Pennsylvania. Rita, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about a neat program that four of the industry's trade associations have gotten together with the University of Pennsylvania and put together. It's a leadership education program that kicks off next year. It's in partnership with the WFCA, World Floor Covering Association, the NWFA, the Hardwood Association, the NAFCD, the Distributor Association, and the ARCS, the Area Rug Cleaning Association.
That's correct.
So tell us, if you will, just a little bit about what you're up to next year.
Great. Well, we're very much looking forward to this program. It's a program that's customized for senior leaders of small to medium-sized businesses, many of which are family-owned and or operated.
Mm-hmm. All right, so your targets are executives, people who either own or are running these companies. Are you targeting small companies?
We'll probably take folks anywhere from about $2 million in revenue to about $20 million in revenue. It's a fairly wide distribution.
Okay. The course curriculum, take us through what you'll be teaching people.
Well, the first thing we did in preparing for this course was a needs assessment where we actually went out and spoke to the members of these organizations to find out what was on their mind. And as you can imagine, the biggest issue for them is change right now, dealing with uncertainty. They're also trying to figure out how to adapt their business models in order to deal with social media issues of consolidation, the erosion of sales to mass distributors. So based on those and some issues having to do with talent and cultivating managers and leaders and how to handle succession planning, all those things led to our designing a curriculum that deals with both leadership and strategic business growth.
Just talk briefly, if you would, about the timing on it.
It's a blended learning program that will run from January through April, but not all of it is here on campus, and that was designed specifically so that people won't need to be away from their businesses for too long. It will start with a three-day program here on campus and close with a two-day program here on campus. It will start in January and end in April. In between, there will be 5 to 6 online sessions. So folks will be able to tune in from wherever they are and have an interactive session with their peers and with faculty on a variety of different subject matters.
All right, so you've told us about a 5-day commitment up in Pennsylvania. Give me a broader view of what do you think the total time commitment is for somebody who signs up for this?
I would say that it's 5 days away from the office here on campus, and then in addition to that, it's approximately 20 hours in between.
All right. How much does it cost?
The cost is $7,800 mm-hmm. per person, and that does not include room and board. We are utilizing the Sheraton, which is the hotel on campus, and we did negotiate a special rate for people.
Okay, so it's $7,800 for the course, and then you've got your overnights up there, which will be 5 overnight days up in Pennsylvania, plus travel.
That's right.
All right. So your targets, again, are business operators that are running businesses, whether they be retailers or distributors. That's your primary target, right?
That's right. And these are folks who are either running the business or are in the process of transitioning the business and want to bring in their new leadership team.
All right. So if you would, just take us through the top line on the curriculum, if you would.
So we're going to be focusing on strategy and innovation skills, helping people to understand the principles of change and how to lead and plan effectively. That will entail exploring strategies and tools for evaluating opportunities, minimizing risk, and accelerating growth through innovation. We'll also be giving them a wide range of marketing skills, helping them to build their capabilities to analyze markets and customers and analyze their competition, understand their distribution channels, and then use those capabilities to develop robust marketing strategies. We'll also have a fairly intensive financial section that will help people to analyze financial statements and understand financial decision making and discounted cash flow, essentially how to determine the value of a business. The other issue that we'll deal with is operational. How can we get these businesses to better organize their operations so that they more effectively align their supply with the demand for their products and services, and how to maximize quality and optimize output. Another major component is succession planning, leadership, and resource management skills.
Okay.
We heard a lot from people that succession planning is a big issue, particularly dealing with intergenerational issues in many instances when there's some family business. But really thinking about how to cultivate managers, how to cultivate leaders, and how to create smooth transition when switching leadership. So we'll be dealing with those kinds of strategies as well as helping those that are family-owned businesses with the specific unique challenges related to family businesses. We'll also just be building a network of peers across the industry who can serve as mentors to each other and, you know, business partners and support systems, which we think is really important in this particular time.
Okay. Now, most people who have heard this now are going to want specifics, and they listen to what you said, but a lot of people want to read it. Where can they find more information on this so that they can see exactly the dates and perhaps sign up for it?
So, if you are interested in this program, you can go to our website, and the URL for that is www.starwoodmeeting.com/book/the Institute for Leadership and Business Growth.
All right. So we'll also put that as part of the write-up for this so that people can find it. And I noticed in looking at what you'd sent me that there are several faculty members involved, so there's a lot of resources that are being pulled together for this, right?
Absolutely. And there are resources from across the University of Pennsylvania, many of which come from the Wharton School, which is our business program.
All right. Rita, I appreciate you telling us about this. Again, we've been talking to Rita McClone, who is Executive Director with the University of Pennsylvania, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.